Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Good morning, Indiana. As we all awake from the many unprecedented events that have taken place these last 3 months, let us realize that the Antichrist system, as the Apostle John warns us about, is progressing in the midst of all this unrest, violence, and pandemic. The Apostle John says, "For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh." This is a deceiver and an antichrist. These are the God-haters. They have no regard for God, nor for mankind who are created in the image of God. They advance their globalist one-world governance agenda through hate, violence, unrest, population control, and deceit. Their desire is to rid the earth of more than half the population because they fear that their Mother Earth is too fragile to sustain the overwhelming 7 billion people. This morning's message is a series of messages entitled The Mark. However, this is not about John Mark, the faithful confidant of both Barnabas and the Apostle Paul. Nor is it about the gospel according to Mark. Nor is it about the target or goal that the Apostle Paul admonishes Christians to pursue in Philippians 3:14, which states, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. No, this morning's message will emphasize the mark of the beast that every soul will have to have place under his or her skin or be executed for not doing so, as proclaimed in the book of Revelation. This reality is closer than you think. This mark will be the radio frequency identification chip, RFID microchip, that is readily available with today's modern nanotechnology. The timing of this message when I first preached it was uncanny, since providentially I preached it just before the COVID-19 lockdown began to be implemented and before the hysteria for mandatory vaccination, which may include a nanochip to trace and monitor every recipient. Also uncanny was the fact that Indiana House Bill 1143 was unanimously approved by the Indiana House of Representatives that bars employers from requiring the implantation of any form of ID or tracking device in their employees unless the employee gives voluntary consent. But what is most important before forced microchip identification can be implemented, a society has to have in place a cashless economy which is rooted in the pit of hell, and that every God-fearing Christian should oppose and resist with every ounce of their being. As a result of this individual and economic lockdown curfew, which is a deceptive form of martial law, we are now seeing businesses forbidding the use of cash. Money and the physical circulation of money is the lifeblood of a vibrant civilization, and our United States Constitution demands it. The Apostle Paul, who was full of the Holy Spirit, encourages the children of God for the last 2,000 years with these prophetic words, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day. And having done all, to stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." Enjoy this morning's message as we rightly divide the word of truth. This is part two.
The mark of the beast. Let's read this. And he had power to give life unto the image and of the beast, that the image, and he here is the false prophet. The beast is the Antichrist. In Revelation 13, which we're reading, it talks about two different beasts. But then as you learn further in the scriptures, one is called the false prophet, one is the Antichrist. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast. Now, as technology is rapidly advancing in our day and age, remember the cloning that went on in the 90s. They thought, oh, well, that will be the image. It'll be a cloned human being. Some today believe that man will fabricate a human being. Will from DNA research, will fabricate a human being without a soul. That's part of it. A human being, this image, will have no conscience. You know, they thought, well, maybe it could be a 3D image. Three-dimensional image with that technology. So you have all these different ideas that are lingering out there, but there's going to be the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as should not worship the image of the beast should be killed. There's a key word there, killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark. Here's a little prepositional word that is key to the King James Bible. John wrote this about 90 AD, okay? 1900 years ago. And the King James Bible, because it was inspired by the authors who originally wrote it in Greek, to pen the word in, just that little preposition word there, in, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, long before the RFID chip was ever thought of, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is a number of a man, and his number is 666. And you can read commentaries until you're blue in the face. And everybody has some kind of figure or some kind of answer to what is that number 666. But somehow we will recognize those numbers, or those believers will recognize that number when it comes time for the Antichrist to be exposed. I want to focus for a minute on the word in, because all the last 100 years, all the translations, we read a lot of them last week, all the translations from the last 100 years, you know what they say? On. They think it's going to be a tattoo. They think it's going to be a barcode tattooed on your hands or on your forehead. Let me just read to you some of the versions. The New King James Version, which came out in 1979. The New Testament came out in 79. The Old Testament came out in 82. It says, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. Oh, you say, well, that's just a little word. That's just a little word. It's just the word in versus on. That's significant. That is significant. And it points to the King James is the authentic word of God, because God inspired John, the Apostle John, on the island of Patmos to put the word in, because God was able to look 2,000 years into the future and see man invent the little rice chip that we can inject in a dog and we can inject under the skin nowadays, the RFID, radio frequency identifier. The revised version, RV, came in out in 1881. And basically all your versions are built upon this version that came out. It's sometimes called the English Revised Version because it came out in England, published by Oxford. And the New Testament came out in 1881. The Complete Bible was completed, I believe, in 1885. And the Apocrypha was added, if you know what the Apocrypha is, was added in 1892. And he causes all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free and the bond, that there be given them a mark on their right hand or upon their foreheads. And I have ESV, NIV, New American Standard Version, Revised Standard Version here. I have the American Standard Version. All these different versions say on. So if your Bible says on, trash it. Trash it. Because it's not the correct Bible. These deceivers have distorted and perverted the Word of God. And that, you say, oh, well, that's not significant. And preachers all across the country are using NIVs and ESVs. In all your different churches all across the land, preaching at the same time I am. And they, oh, it's not that significant. Look at Revelation 14. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark, where? In his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink. Now this is bad, my friends. During the tribulation, there are going to be those who have the seal of God on their hands. But this is also a qualifier of your faith. I'm going to start again. The third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. That's significant. That's something that we need to fear. And those who live during this period of time, those who do not take it, we read just earlier, what? They should be killed who do not worship the beast. And the way you worship the beast is you have his mark. Let me finish. You don't have it in your notes. You can look it up later. But Revelation 14, 12, and 13, which follow the passage we just read, the Bible says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. Keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. They're going to rest. What did it say about those who take the mark? They will be tormented. They will have no rest forever and ever and ever. Revelation 15, 2. And I saw as it were a glass, a sea of glass. Now, Brother Andy, in one of the songs we sang here, I caught it. I don't know if you all caught it, but I caught it because I knew my message. But holy, holy, holy. And it said the glassy sea. We're going to learn a little bit about what that glassy sea is. The sea of glass appears three times in the scriptures, twice, all three times in the book of Revelation, but twice in this passage. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Now, have you ever been on a lake or seen the ocean or a bay totally still? It's like glass. It really does look like glass. And the reflection from the sun beaming down on it, just so bright that you can't even look at the water, never mind not looking at the sun because it's so bright. And it's so still. A sea of glass. Now, notice it says mingled with fire. Now, Joey Faust teaches this in his book. Turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 33. Now, you're going to see a word here, topheth. You could write that, if you have a pen, write that right over the word sea of glass. Topheth, tophet, T-O-P-H-E-T, for tophet is ordained of old. Yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. The pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doth kindle it. The teaching is the sea of glass. The first time you see the word sea of glass is in Revelation 4, where it's before the throne of God, and the elders, the 24 elders that we see in the scriptures, the angels, the strange creatures that are there in heaven, and there's a sea of glass. And then we see it here in Revelation 15 mingled with fire. The breath of God is going to ignite the sea of glass, and it will become the lake of fire. Now you say, Pastor Greg, one says lake and one says sea. We, in the Western culture, use lakes, the term lakes. We say the Great Lakes. In the Eastern culture, we call the Black Sea the Black Sea. It's a lake. The Caspian Sea. It's a lake. We would say that's a lake. The Sea of Galilee is a lake. A small lake. Tiny. It's a drop in a bucket compared to our Great Lakes. But they use the word sea. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire. Here in Isaiah 30, 33, God ignites the sea of glass and it becomes the lake of fire. But those that had not taken the image are standing on the sea of glass with the harps of God. They're like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego going through the fiery furnace of Babylon, of Nebuchadnezzar. They're not hurt by that fire. Everything's going to be revealed by fire. And those who do not take the mark, they're going to be beheaded. They're going to be killed. But they're not going to be hurt in the fire that's the sea of glass, the lake of fire. And so it is ignited. Revelation 16:2. And the first went and poured out his vial. This is the seven vials in Revelation 16. You have the seven vials that are poured out. Remember the seven things that take place in the book of Revelation? The seven churches, the seven last things, the seven vials, the seven trumpets, the seven seals. You have the first vial being poured out. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of beast on them which worship his image. This is another plague that will be poured out upon men in the great tribulation. Those who have the mark, they're going to get sores. They're going to look like Job with the boils all over their bodies and sores, running and oozing, putrefying. They'll look like zombies. They'll look like the walking dead. Revelation 19:20, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him. Okay, so now here you see the beast, and with him the false prophet. That's where we see the second beast being the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast. Deceived. 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 That's the gist of the message. Deceived. We cannot be deceived. We need to be careful we're not deceived. With which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. We just learned where the lake of fire came from. They're not playing the harps of God on the sea of glass. They're in torment. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them were beheaded. Now this is talking about the first resurrection. Those who are going to be sitting on thrones. Those who are going to be ruling and reigning with Christ 1,000 years in the first resurrection. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. Now, I don't know why the King James says upon their foreheads there, but it says upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they received and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So those who are killed during the tribulation period and don't take the mark, who are martyred for their faith in Christ, will be sitting upon thrones and ruling with Christ 1,000 years.
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week, in person and right here on Freedom 95.